This afternoon, we will learn another new exercise, right? This is the same, okay? We apply the same principle, the most important principle of the universe. So in our body, again, we remember we have a total 9 major intersections in our bone structure, right? So we have 3 single joints: the neck, the upper chest cavity, the waist, the hip, and 3 double joints on our arm, symmetrical through the midline axis, like the shoulder, the elbow, and the grip. At the same thing, at the lower limb, we have 3 double joints, right? So total, we have 9 major intersections. So yesterday, we learned how to do the exercise, like the bowing exercise. So the principle, we make all the joints folding by the waveform. Alright, so that is one of the activities. Come back to the ways of the universe, create everything in this universe. So now, the other exercise, we apply the same principle, but we're in the standing form. Alright, so we know that most of our planet has a sphere and it circulates, it moves in the orbit of the circle or the orbit. Right, so now we have to make all this joint moving, okay, moving in the circular, in the orbit of the circle on the orbit. So we need to stand symmetrically, stably, relaxedly on our feet if we do all the upper joint. So when we doing that, we need to keep in mind that our mind has to exactly concentrate at each joint, each interval, each section when we practice. Alright? So if that is a single joint, we need to stand balancedly. And when that's a double joint, symmetrical to the midline, we have to do it parallel symmetrically too. So relax the whole of our body. Just concentrate all of our attention at each joint when we practice, and relax the whole other joint. So when we concentrate, all your energy will come to that. And then also, by the law of attraction, the universal law will collect all the positive energy, come to that joint and help us first to clear all the obstruction on the calcium deposit. Whatever in there will be pushing out. And then secondly, the fork will push the air and the body fluid to move and carry out all the deposit and then bring it in the new one to replace for that. So half of the circle we're breathing in, and the other half of circle we breathing out. Alright? So we do from the top, okay, that is the neck, and to the chest, and then to the waist. And after that, we do the shoulder, the elbow, and the grip, and slowly we move down to the lower limb. We have the other way, okay? We do from the neck first, and then the shoulder, the elbow, and the grip, and slowly we go down. So we have many different ways, but remember, we have to do it slowly according to our respiration rate. And we have to concentrate completely inward until that joint to that intersection when we practice. Don't let our mind wandering around. Don't let our mind not really concentrate, because the more we concentrate to that joy, the more energy we can bring to that joy, and the more we can clear all the obstruction and reset the balance state for us, right? And When we do the lower limb, right, we have two ways. Today we have the floor here, so you can lay down and practice, right? And tomorrow, okay, when we out in the beach, right, we don't have the platform to lay down, so you can do a single joint, so one side first and the other side later. So I will show you later on, but depend on when do we have opportunity to do at the same time both sides symmetrically, balancedly, so that's good. So if we don't have, we still do single joint, single side first. But keep in mind that the most important thing is concentration of your attention at each joint when you're doing that. Okay? For example, when you do the joint for the neck, you stand still, relax, head, neck, and spine keep upright. Alright, so concentrate up the neck area and you make a circle. In, out, one, in, out, two, in, out, three. And change opposite direction, the same. In, out, one. In, out, two. In, out, three. Now we go to the double joint symmetrically through our midline. For example, our shoulder, right? In, out, one, in, out, two. In, three, chain opposite direction, in, out, one, in, out, two, in, out, three. Okay, so the same thing for the elbow and the grip. And now, for the lower limb, same. Here we have the platform so we can lay down. Okay, so we can do both sides the same symmetrical to the midline. In, out, one. In, out, two. In, out, three. Change direction. In, out, one. In, out, two. In, out, three. If tomorrow, when we are on the beach, we cannot lay down on the platform. All right, so we have to do each side first. In, out, one, in, out, two, in, out, three, and we change opposite direction, one, two, three, and we change to the other side. In, out, one. In, out, two. In, out, three. Change direction. In, out, one. In, out, two. So remember, each type of exercise it have a different advantage. When we laying down, so it's easy, right? We don't have to concentrate much, but we have to do both sides symmetrically. But when we standing up, only on one side, one leg, so we need to learn how to concentrate. If we not concentrate, we fall. And then also, the circle we make, the rounder, the better. The bigger, the better. If you can make it in a circle, but it not round, okay? For example, the neck, okay, you can make it round. But it not circle. So one side is bigger than the other side. That means, okay, the calcium is deposited on one side more than the other. The tendon and the muscle is contract one side more than the other. So that's not good. Right? So that's why we want to make the circle really round, really even. And also, we want to make the circle the bigger, the better. At first, you not get used to too much calcium deposit there. The tendon and the muscle is so contract. Alright? So you may not make the big circle yet, but the more you practice, the more flexible. Okay? The more you practice, the more calcium deposit we erase and push it out. So the more you practice, you have to make the circle bigger and bigger every day. Alright? So the same for every single joint. So if you practice that on a daily basis, at least one per day, you have no opportunity to get stuck there, because remember the law of attraction. Joy close to joy, okay, it will connect. Bones close to bone, it will heal. Muscle close to muscle, it will get stuck, right? So if we not do exercise on a daily basis, okay, wrong message that thought that the fracture, that the fracture, okay, so it's all the deposit calcium and the glues to come in there to heal, because that is first priority mission, not maintain the survival of the normal activity for the body. So that is the first primary activity, so that it will bring all the material there to heal, to connect. That's why you need to do it often, at least one per day. For the elderly, you need to do more often, because the tooth or the joint for the elderly, it gets blocked more than the people, because other people, they still have a clean tooth, clean system, and they active more than the elderly people. So the elderly people need to practice more often. So remember, concentrate at the joint where we practice. Relax the whole body. Make the circle the bigger the better, the rounder the better. Right? And half a circle breathing in, half a circle breathing out. The number on the clockwise the same with the number on counterclockwise. Right? So we make it even on that. Alright? Get ready, stand up and do it.